This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. RNC defending Trump on trade and attacking EVs. House Ag member attacked, and CDC, heat a factor in infections. The Great American Farm Fair headlines the RNC today. The Republican National Convention moves into its third day with a focus on national security. But we can expect a continued focus on immigration in China as well as the Middle East. The premier agriculture-themed event of the convention is the Great American Farm Fair. It's a luncheon today at Machine Farms, a corn, soy, and cattle operation outside Milwaukee. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas are honorary chairs of the event. Last night, the delegates heard from the party's Senate candidates, including former Representative Mike Rogers, who's running to succeed retiring Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow in Michigan. Rogers used his convention speech to take aim at electric vehicles. Rogers asserted that the EV mandates will destroy American jobs and require the use of critical minerals produced in China. Take note, speaking in prime time, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders touted her state's success in forcing Syngenta to divest a research farm in Arkansas because of the company's Chinese ties. I'm proud to be the first and only governor to get communist China off our farmland and out of my state, she said. California livestock producer likes Trump trade policy. Farmers interviewed by AgriPulse at the GOP convention continue to defend his trade policy. They include Martin Emi, a sheep and cattle producer in California, who says Trump helped, quote, level the playing field for U.S. producers during his administration. We're doing great now, but I believe that's due to the pressure that Trump put in place when he was in office, and we need to keep him back in office to maintain this so we can keep going and keep making it great again. Keep in mind, beef producers were among the biggest ag beneficiaries of a bilateral trade deal the Trump administration negotiated with Japan after Trump pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership multilateral trade deal that included the U.S. and Japan. You can check out our weekly AgriPulse newsletter for more on Trump's trade plans. We also have an analysis of the impact of a major Supreme Court decision. House Ag member attacked at RNC. House Ag Committee member Derek Van Orden, a Wisconsin Republican, says he was assaulted by a protester while waiting in line to enter an event in Milwaukee yesterday. A nearby police officer witnessed this assault, and I understand they have been arrested. This appears to be an incident of political violence, and I will never tolerate this, Van Orden said in a post on X. He said the protesters appeared to be supporting Hamas. WSN News quoted Milwaukee police as saying, quote, a 24-year-old woman battered the victim, adding that the victim had minor injuries. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. CDC, high temps, working conditions likely contributed to workers' infections. High temperatures may have played a role in the transmission of bird flu to poultry workers in Colorado. That according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nirav Shah, CDC's principal deputy director, told reporters the workers who were culling chickens in preparation for destroying them faced challenges wearing personal protective equipment. Colorado was experiencing 104-plus degree heat, Shaw said. The barns, quote, were no doubt even hotter. The state reported 5 infected workers, and CDC has confirmed 4 of those. The culling method itself, quote, entailed workers moving from chicken to chicken, increasing the degree of interaction with each potentially infected bird, Shaw said. In addition, large-scale industrial fans spread feathers around and made it more difficult for workers to maintain proper seals on their PPE. Our investigation is underway, but these factors do highlight a pathway for prevention, specifically through even more symptomatic use of PPE as well as engineering controls to help reduce exposure risk. Eric Diebel, USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, confirmed that the poultry enterprise is located in Weld County, where dairy herds have tested positive for H5N1. Highly pathogenic avian influenza now has been found in 13 states, with a detection reported last week by Oklahoma. John Deere steps back from DEI commitment. John Deere says it will no longer, quote, participate in or support external, social, or cultural awareness of parades, festivals, or events reacting to criticism of its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The move closely follows Tractor Supply Company's decision to reevaluate employee support and local and social stances during Pride Month, angering some agriculture minority groups. In a statement posted on X, Deere says the use of, quote, pronoun identification and diversity quotas, quote, have never been and are not a company policy. Deere also plans to audit all training materials to ensure there are no socially motivated messages. We will prioritize internal policies that more closely align our business strategy to meet the needs of our customers, the statement says. National WIC Association names official president and CEO. Georgia Machel was officially named as the president and CEO of the National WIC Association Monday after serving in the role of an interim capacity since September. Machel, only the third permanent head of the organization since 1990, joined NWA in 2015. Moving into the official role, she told AgriPulse she's focused on protecting and promoting WIC during the appropriation process, supporting the WIC workforce, and innovating the participant experience. She said the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Bill that advanced last week, which contains $7.7 billion for WIC in fiscal 25, is on the right track in comparison to last year. I think we are very much of the mind that anyone who is eligible for WIC should be able to participate in WIC, and it is the role of Congress to make sure that can happen by providing sufficient funding, she said. Menendez guilty on all counts. New Jersey Democrat Senator Robert Menendez was found guilty by a federal jury in New York on all 16 counts he was charged with, including bribery and acting as an agent of Egypt. You may recall at his trial, Ted McKinney, who served as USDA's Deputy Secretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs during the Trump administration, said Menendez had pressured him to stop looking into a halal certification monopoly that Egypt had granted Will Hanna, who had no experience in the practice. Prosecutors allege Hanna bribed Menendez with gold bars and cash. Menendez's wife worked at Hanna's company. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York immediately calling for Menendez to resign. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Nally.